Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited this afternoon to be back in the house of God just one more time. I just want to greet you in the powerful and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are so delighted that you've come to or chosen to worship with us on this evening. I just want to extend a warm welcome to you on today. I just thank God you could have been anywhere else, but you're here. And I'm thanking and praising God on today. You know, I'm just so thankful today that I have another opportunity to praise the Lord. I just thank God on today. He is a mighty good God, and I give him praise and glory for that. I just thank and praise God that myself and the members and partners, we just want to just thank you for being in the service with us one more time out in radio land. Hallelujah. We invite you to come. One, come all, in the name of Jesus. So we just give God praise on today. We're going to get ready right now to go to call our worship to order. Excuse me, I'm a little discombobulated, but the Holy Ghost is going to settle me down in just a minute. We want to call our worship to order now. You know, God has an order about everything that he does. And I just thank God today for you, you, and you that's back on the line. It's just so good to be in the service one more time. I'm glad, hallelujah, to be in the service just one more time, hallelujah. Glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service one more time. He didn't have to let me live. He didn't have to let me live. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. I'm definitely glad to be in the service one more time. We just want to give God a great shout. Hallelujah. The highest praise in the house today. We want to give it to the Lord on today. We're going to get ready for our devotion. Have our devotion service on today, because God is just so good today. He's an awesome God, and I give him all the praise and the glory. And I want to encourage you out in radio land, if you have a prayer request when it's time for our altar call, please give us your prayer request, because we want to pray for you. Amen. I just thank and praise God for it. But we're going to get ready to go on our devotion part of the service now. We're going to have Prophetess Sallow on today. I was just trying to hold on for another minute or two so that some of the ones that should be on can get on. But we're not going to wait too much longer because, you know, if they lay for the Lord, that's just them being laid for the Lord. We got to go on and do what the Lord has called us to do on today. So we're going to ask Prophetess Sallow to come on with it, with her devotion part of the service on today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, Apostle Deborah Deans, and to the entire End Time Men and Women of War. Good afternoon to Radio Land, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I will be reading, and the Lord has had me in this scripture for days now, Psalms 51, starting at verse 7, and it says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take me not Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore
yes.
unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. I have read you
yes.
Psalms 51, verses 7 down through 12, and may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Yes.
Most gracious and
yes.
everlasting Father God, we come, oh God, as humble as we know how, oh God. We just come, oh God, with thanksgiving in our heart, oh God. We thank you, oh
yes.
God, for waking us up this morning, oh God. We
yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Oh God, for life today, God. We thank you for
thank
the
you,
sun,
Jesus.
Oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God.
Thank
for
you,
this
Jesus.
Is the day that you made, oh God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
oh God,
Lord.
we just magnify and glorify your name, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah, for there is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah, for
yes,
you are
Lord.
High and lifted up, God, and you're worthy to be praised, oh God. We
yes,
thank you for being
hallelujah.
Our beginning and our ending, oh God, Alpha and
yes,
Omega,
Lord.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh God, we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for
yes,
being
Lord.
Jehovah Rapha, God. We just bless
yes,
your name,
Lord.
Elyon, oh God. For you are an
yes.
almighty God. We bless your name, oh God. We ask, oh God,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, oh God, that you forgive us of all of our sins, oh God.
Yes,
creating
Lord.
A clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
We might serve you, oh God, the way that we're supposed
yes,
to, oh God.
Jesus.
We
hallelujah.
Might not sin against thee, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We just ask,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
That the Holy Spirit begin to penetrate the airways in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, in
we
the name of Jesus.
We ask fall upon us, oh God.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Oh God, we ask that you fill us up with your presence, oh God.
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Oh
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Oh God, we ask that you fill us up with your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Ask,
hallelujah.
Oh God, right now that you bless, oh God, the woman of the
yes,
speaker
Lord.
Of the hour, oh God, who's going to bring your
yes,
word,
Lord.
Oh God. We just ask,
thank
oh God,
you,
that
Jesus.
You bless her from the top of her head, oh God, to the sole
yes,
of her
Lord.
Feet, oh God. And oh God, we ask that the words that come out of her mouth, oh God, be the words that sit from you in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God. Some of
the
us
name
come
of
to
Jesus.
Hear the word, oh God. And so we ask that
yes,
you bless
Lord.
Us today, oh God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Jesus,
oh God. We will forever
yes,
give your
Lord.
Name all the praise, the honor, and the glory,
yes,
oh God, in
Lord.
All the moments,
yes, Lord.
Oh God. Hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you and
Jesus.
We praise you. Hallelujah.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank Prophetess Sala for that awesome devotion. Today, you know, she God blesses her and use her in that devotion all the time. I just thank and praise God. But believe me, she can do much more than that by the grace and help of God. Don't think just because she does devotion all the time, that's all she can do, because God used her in many, many more gifts that he's given her. And I thank and praise God for her commitment on today. We're going to go right ahead on to our testimonial service today. We're going to get started. You know, God is just a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I want to encourage you and you out in radio land, the ones that's on our radio broadcast, the call-ins and everything. If God has done anything for you, you need to tell somebody about it, I tell you. And I want to be first, because God has spared my life so many times. And I'm so grateful about it today. You know, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be at today. But I'm here, and I got my health and my strength. I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me. I just thank and praise the Lord on today. God is a good God. And he's so worthy, yes, he is, to be praised. I give him the praise, because you know I could have been dead. God, glory to God, sleeping in my grave. God, God made our death behave. And I thank him today. I'm a walking miracle. And I give God the praise today. And I give him all the praise today. Yes, I do. And I give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I get so caught up, you know, every now and then. You know, I just get caught up, and I think about the goodness of the Lord, and I get caught up, you know. I have to try to pull myself back, because God been so good. He gave his only begotten Son for us, for all of our hang-ups, and I'm so glad. So glad about it. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you are. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Or you just call him up and tell him what you want. Anyone that want to testify, the doors are open. The lines are open to be testified. This is our testimonial period. You in radio land and you that call in. It's time to testify. Hallelujah.
Give a reference to God who is the head of my life and to everyone in their respective places. God is so awesome. I just want to give a word out, a shout out to the Lord, for he is so awesome in all of his ways.
Yes.
I just want to say that I had been homeless, I'm just going to say it like it is, and mm-hmm. for some months, and God, he never left me. You know, a lot of times we complain and we cry and we don't know which way to go, but God puts us in situations so that we can change the situation. Amen.
Yes.
Not to, you know, to change who we are, but to build us and to build character and courage and strength. And I just thank and praise God for bringing me out. God never left
yes.
me nor forsook me. He always was
yes.
there. Even when I threw my hands up, God kept on loving me. He never gave up on me, you know, and we have to know that God will never leave us. It will work. It's all for the good to them that love the Lord. You know, it's all good. You know, I never thought about, you know, Good Friday and the things that Jesus had to go through, but I bet back
yeah.
then when Jesus was up on that cross, they didn't call it Good Friday then, because wasn't nothing good about it. Amen. But after
Lord.
He got up off the grave, glory, hallelujah, they call that Good Friday today. And I
yeah.
just want to encourage someone and let you know that your Sunday, hallelujah, is coming. You know, it might not feel
yeah.
good right now. It might not look
yeah.
good right now. You might not
yeah.
understand, hallelujah, to call it something good. But your Sunday is coming. And hold your
yeah.
head up, hallelujah, because
yeah.
we love you. Glory to God. Look towards the hills from which cometh your help. All
come on now.
The Lord. He will make
yeah.
that thing straight. He will make it worth your while. No one has
yes,
ever
Lord.
Given us anything for the gospel's sake, and God have not returned it 100-fold. Amen.
All
hallelujah.
Right.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord, and I will do the same for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank Prophetess Sadler for her testimony. You know, it's always good to say something for the Lord. God has been so good to me. I don't know how not to say nothing. I don't care where I am. If I have a conversation with somebody, Jesus is going to come up in that conversation some kind of way. I don't know how I get on it, but I don't want to get off of it. So I thank and praise God when we have another testimony today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all know I can testify all day long. I can sure do it. God been so good to me all this time in my life. You know, he's just been good. He's been waking me up for 60 years. He didn't have to wake me up. He's been waking me up for 60 years every morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's something to shout about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He don't have to wake us up. He don't have to do it. But he's doing it. And I thank God today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a mighty good God. Do we have any more testimonies? Hallelujah.
Amen. This is Minister Lisa Harrison, St. Louis. I greet you all in the matchless, marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
I was just looking at
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. I just thank God for letting me know that he is. That he is God, and he's God all by himself. Like the song says, when all else is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. And, you know, I've seen some things. I've heard, you know, testimonies. I've heard what, but this is one thing that I would like to repeat with the psalmist. I once was young, and I'll say this, now I'm getting older, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And but you know what?
Hallelujah.
The enemy would try to squeeze in on you and make you deny your testimony. And I believe that's why we're called overcomers, because it takes courage to give your testimony. Because you say, Lord, if I give my testimony, they're going to come up on me and try to make me a lie. They're going to try to reverse every blessing that I have. And I think that's why God rewards us when we give our testimony, not being ashamed to say, if it had not been for Jehovah God who was on my side, where would I be? I know that the devil is mad today because I did not become a prostitute and a whore. And the enemy is mad today because I did not take up arms against my enemies, but I left it in the hands of the Lord. The foolishness of preaching, and I encouraged myself, and I said, the weapons of my warfare may not be carnal, but they almighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and vain imaginations and anything that would puff itself up against the knowledge of Jehovah God in the name of Jesus. By the power of his Holy Spirit. I'm just glad today, like you said, to see another day. And I started not to say nothing. That was a powerful testimony that Prophetess Sadler had when I came on. I was thinking, Lord, thank you for allowing me to get on the phone and be with a group of people that are going to talk about the things of God, that we can stir each other's faith, that we can iron sharpen as iron, because the enemy never stops. We might stop sometime, but thank God his Holy Spirit is always in us and working for us and through us. And I just ask that you pray my strength in the Lord that I contend for the faith, contend for the glory of God, which is my first reason for being on the earth. Look, if I don't find that perfect purpose, if they never call my name on the roll, just don't take my name out of the kingdom, the book of life.
If I never
get recognized for any good I've done, just don't accuse me of evil. Lord, I just want to be in that number, calling on the name of the Lord. I don't care on the name. I'm using everything I got to get his testimony, because I know the enemy is hot on my heels. But I just wanted to thank God for one more day, not just a day of life, but a day of life of knowing him. What is life without Jesus? What is life without a Savior, a Redeemer? What is life to just think that this is all it is? I'm so glad I got the victory now. I'm not waiting for it. I got it. I'm not waiting for eternal life. I'm walking in it. I'm walking in the benefits. I am here. I was sick, and I thought I wasn't going to get up. But he raised me off my birthday. Oh, when the enemy came on me like a flower. The Lord surrounded me with his angels. And he stood up and said, I'm so glad I am on the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not the one. I'm not the one. Nobody can ever get
Hallelujah. I give God the praise today. Hallelujah. The prophet is Harris from St. Louis, Missouri. I thank and praise God today. God is awfully good to us. And, you know, like I said, huh? He done woke me up every morning for 60 years. He has woke you up every day for your age, for your time on this earth. He's been waking you up every day. Hallelujah. He don't have to do it, but he did do it. Hallelujah. And every time I get a chance to say anything for the Lord, I'm going to try and want to do it. Hallelujah. As quick as I can. Hallelujah. Because it might not get this chance again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. You don't have to wake us up. We don't have to be in our right mind. We don't have to have health and strength. We don't have to have a roof over our head. We don't have to have food in our refrigerator. But God, hallelujah, it's a good God. I thank and praise God today. Thank you so much, Pastor Harris, for your testimony. People don't know how we're going through, but God knows what he's taking us through. If he brings us to it, he's going to take us through it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I give God praise.
Yes.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. He'll take us through it. He'll take us through it. If he brings us through it, we go through it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the winning side. On the winning end. Hallelujah. That's God. Hallelujah. Victory is already won. Hallelujah. We just got to go through it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Do we have any more testimonies today?
Well, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm from Troy, Illinois, and I just want to let everyone know, even these beautiful women on here that talk about my father.
Hallelujah.
He is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
I done been through the storm and the rain, and I may not look like it, I may not feel like it, but I thank God for strength. And most of us women don't know how big of strength and how much strength we have until something goes wrong.
Yes, Lord.
We stand in God.
Yes.
Our hearts are in God. So we believe in him. And we,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we want to we want to have faith that he will work things out. And from the strength that he gives us, we never know until something happens.
Yes.
Kind of massive strength that we have. And I mean, it's not only women, but it's just, you know, people in Christ in general. I don't know where to start, where to begin. Prison, I don't know where to start. I just thank God for just bringing me through, me and my family. I want to thank him right now for just being there for me.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Mentally, because I know at some time that I could have been in a crazy house. I could have been in a hospital. I could have been, you know, in jail for, you know, all of my life. But I thank God that he seemed fit to leave me where I can talk about him and tell people about him and what I've been through. You know,
yes, Lord.
As a soldier of his. You know, he wants bold people. He needs bold people for him. He wants people
Lord.
To talk about him. He needs people to talk about him. And I mean, sometimes it may seem like you're on your own. Sometimes, but he's always there. And sometimes you may seem like, you know, you can't do it, but you can. That's why he sent you to comfort you in a time of anything. Of need, whatever you may be thinking, whatever you may be needing, he's there. And I just want to let everyone know that God is a God, and it's a lot of people sleep on him. Don't be sleep on him at all. Don't be sleep on him, because he's that type of God where, you know, he's very powerful, you know.
Yes, he is.
I just thank him right now in my going through and in my coming out. You know, and I know
Hallelujah.
He ain't through with me yet. You know,
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God in advance for some of the things that he would have me to go through and that he would have me coming out of. So I just want to give my testimony of the survivalness and of the strength that he has put in me to keep moving.
Thank you, Jesus.
For him.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I just want to thank him right now. And you all pray my strength
thank
in the Lord.
Thank
and
you,
I will
Jesus.
Pray you all strength in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just thank Prophetess Minister McKinney for her testimony, because that was just a little bitty tad bit of the testimony that she gave, just a little bit. But I thank and praise God that she's on here and she's willing to testify of the goodness of the Lord. I just thank and praise God today. And you in Radio Land, hallelujah, you can call in and testify anytime you want to. You know, the number is 323-641-1493, 642-1493, 323-642-1493. You may call in and testify at any time. You know, God is good. We ought to want to encourage somebody. Every time we go through a test, it's a testimony. I put on that Facebook the other day, every believer ought to have a testimony for the Lord and not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Because God takes a sinner through test for a testimony to encourage somebody else. Is there anyone else on here that want to give a testimony today? Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. For the ones that did testify, I give God praise, because, you know, he's so worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised, and I give him all the praise and all the glory on today for just allowing us to be on the radio broadcast. And remember, you can always, people are going back. We're on demand. So people are going back and listening to the message on the radio broadcast. And it's a blessing. You can always go back and listen to it. I give God praise and glory for that on today. We're going to get ready to go into our praise and worship today. Just one second. We thank and praise God for today.
Nobody's out here,
and promises are broken, and families restored as we were. Hallelujah. Listen, we reach and swing our repent, and surely be given as we were. Nothing's impossible. I bet nothing's too hard. All things are possible
God, as we worship, so many things. Hallelujah. I love that song. I give God praise because he sings with the Holy Ghost. He let the Holy Ghost use him. So I thank and praise God for our worship and praise and worship today. I usually just sing a couple of songs myself, but I can't sing, but I sing unto the Lord. So I went on and put a CD in on today. So I just want to get ready. We're going to get ready to go into our worship, the word of God on today. We're going to want to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. We want to hear what the Father has to say to us. I'm going to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace today.
Yes,
asking
yes,
you
yes.
right now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit if there is anything in there that should not be. Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you now to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, I come now asking you to bind the strong man, every negative and evil thing, Lord, we ask you to bind it from this radio broadcast on the ones that's in radio land, Father. I ask you to bind any negative and evil thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Police these airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to cover our minds and our thoughts in the name of Jesus so we can understand clearly what you're saying to us, Holy Spirit. Now I ask you to let me surrender and lay my will down that devil can decrease, that the Holy Spirit can increase. And preach to your people today. Father, I will give you, I'll be careful to give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name, I ask it all and pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to get right on into it because this is something that we all have to have. I'm going to talk a little bit about faith today. You know, we need that faith. People don't think they need faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Impossible to please him without faith. I'm going to be coming from Hebrews chapter 11, starting at the first verse. And I'm just going to talk about the first verse. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, today, now faith, hallelujah, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, today, God has two ways in which a man can come to him today. two ways. Hallelujah. The first is that you come to God. You come to him by works. Yes. If you can present a perfect or a work of perfection, you can come to God and God will accept you. But so far, nobody has been able to make that happen. Adam didn't, and no one since have ever been able to do it. Abraham couldn't. David couldn't. Even Daniel couldn't. No one, none of them made it being perfect, because no one is perfect. Because we're humans, we're just men and women of God. Therefore, that's not satisfactory. That's not okay. And you can't come to God that way, because we're not perfect. But many people are trying. We should try to live so close to what the Father is telling us to do. We should live by those Ten Commandments as closely as we can. We should try it. Live holy as much as you can. Nobody can do a perfect thing, because nobody is perfect but the Father. But we should try to live as close as we can. Faith, you need it. Faith is believing what is not. And that's not really faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith, you have to know that it's going to be. You have to believe that it's going to happen, even though you can't see it. You can't see it, but you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Just like when you believe and trust in God, in Jesus, it is not that we hold on to Christ that it's going to, that's not going to save us. It's Christ that's going to save us. It's not thy joy in Christ. The joy in Christ is going to save us. It's Christ. It's not even faith in Christ that save us. But it's through, but it's the faith is the instrument that save us through the blood. We have to have faith to know that Christ going to save us if we live in right. That is what saved us. That's what's going to save us in the end, not our works and what we do. I don't care what deeds you do. If you don't believe that Christ died for your sins and that he's your Savior and that God raised him from the dead, there's no other way you can come to him but by through Jesus. So we have to have faith. It's sort of like when you go to the gas station and you give him your credit card or your gas card and he give you gas, he has to believe and know that the company is going to pay them and you're going to pay the company. It's like when you're writing a check for your light bill or they giving you light. Until you write the check, they have to believe and know that you're going to pay your bill. They have to have faith enough to know that you're going to do it, even though you haven't done it yet. But they know you're going to do it when it's time to do it. You have to have faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. You can't please him without faith. You can't. It's like, faith is like, you know, he was just letting me do some things today. Faith is like the dressing that we put on our salad. You know, you have your salad, but you put that faith on top, that dressing on top to make it taste better and make it taste like you want it to taste. You know, it's that's what the examples he was kind of giving me today, things like that, you know, to make me understand that there's so many people out here today that don't have the kind of faith that they need to get miracles to happen. You know, we have to trust God. If we can't trust him, we don't have that faith. We got to trust in God to make the things happen that's going to happen. If we don't have faith, if we don't keep it in our heart and our mind that this is what God said, he promised me that this was going to happen, it's not going to happen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the substance. Now, substance is like when we took up chemistry in school. It's the opposite of theory, substance. And in your chemistry class, when you're doing an experiment, that stuff at the bottom of the tube is substance. You see what I'm saying? Substance is at the bottom of that test tube, and that is the reality thing. Faith is a substance thing. It's you have to have faith to move anything, to do anything. You got to have faith you're going to pick 1 foot up in front of the other to walk. You got to know it. You know, it ain't promised to us that we're going to move, we're going to walk, we're going to move, we're going to speak, we're going to wake up. But we have to know and have faith that God's going to wake us up every morning, like I said, for 60 years. Hallelujah. We got to have faith that we're going to have a roof over our head. We got to have, even if wherever it is, we have to have faith that God's going to provide this, because we can't do it on our own. I'm telling you. But substance is, faith is a substance. It's like what's left, and we have to have it. Faith has to rest upon the word of God. I'm just telling you. It's like, if you know God's word, you have faith. You got to have faith to know that what God says in the word of God is going to perform. It's not going to return void. Everything that God says he's going to do, he's going to do it. I know people and believe me, a lot of people try to dispute this, or that was all here. That when I tell you, and a lot of them don't even know, because they don't get a chance, self chance to go through a whole lot of different things. And when they don't go through it and experience it, they don't believe it. But I know what God can do, and we know what God can do. We have to have faith. If you don't have it, you're not pleasing God. And that's where I live. I live to please him. In any kind of way that I can, I want to please the Lord. So I that's why I live. So I have to have faith. I may not have the money today, but I may have it in an hour. I may not have food today, but I may have some tomorrow. I may not have what I want today, but I may have it tomorrow. I know what God say. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. I know God don't do something. I don't care what it look like. I know he don't do it because he sent his son down that we can live and have life, have a right to the tree of life. So I know if he sacrifices only begotten son for us, we ought to have faith in the things that he says. I would have never gave up my only begotten son for somebody I didn't know. Somebody always led me down and doing the same stuff and complaining and murmuring and all that kind of stuff. He still sent his son for us. I tell you today, God has been good. And if you don't have faith, you don't please him. We need to try to please God as much as we can, I tell you. The thing that keep men from the word of God is sin. Hallelujah. It is sin in our lives that keep us from coming to God. Hallelujah. See, we try to stop with these excuses. You know, we got so many excuses. But I want to encourage somebody today to put the excuse book down today. You know, and get in the book of God today and study today to show yourself approved today. Hallelujah. Because it's only sin that keeps us from God. You know, it keeps us separated from God. Hallelujah. You know, it is the heart that believe unto righteousness. You know, it's the heart that needs to believe. Our heart needs to know and have faith to believe in God. It's the heart. You know, when you are ready to give up all of the sin in your life, and we are probably never until we get to glory. Hallelujah. Get before the Lord, have a sinless life. Because, you know, he said, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, you know, as much as we try not to, you know, when we say we have no sin, we are not. And the truth ain't in us. That's what the word says today. But I tell you, as much as possible, we ought to live sin-free, as much as possible. But we got to, because when we have sin in our life, the more sin we have, the more we separated from the Lord. It keeps us away from God. Hallelujah. We want to be in his presence as much as we can. Hallelujah. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. I know it's the word of God. I know it is. The Spirit of God has made it so real to me. Paul wrote over Colossians to the believer, Colossians believer. He said, for this cause, we are also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and our wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's Colossians 1:9. To know the will of God is to know the word of God. We have to know the will of God. To know the will, we have to know the word, of God, to know his will. He prayed that they might know the word of God. We have to know the word of God. I'm telling you. That's why I say study to show yourself approved. I don't care what else happens, but you need to devote your life to the Lord. Give your service over to the Lord as much as possible. Don't forget about God. We can't let God go around our schedule. We have to go around God's schedule. That's what we have to do. We have to keep faith. I'm cutting this short a little bit today because, I enjoyed the testimony and everything. But I just, it don't take God all day to say what he needs to say. We need to have faith that he can do anything but fail. God can do anything. I don't care what man. I heard some people last week say some crazy stuff about God can't do this and God. I didn't even want to hear that. Click the TV. I don't want to hear that stuff because God made time. God made everything that was made. He made it. He can do anything that he want to do. So we need to have faith and trust in God every day and day by day. Sometimes we can't live for next week. We got to live day by day to see what tomorrow's going to be. We got to be ready to do whatever God is asking us to do at every time he asks us. So I tell you today, I'm so glad today that God had faith enough in us to sacrifice his only begotten son. He had to send his son down, put some human flesh on his body, huh, that we can live, huh, to redeem us back to the Father, because we were just so bad and doing so many things, huh, hallelujah. And, you know, if he hadn't sent Jesus down, and we would be dead and burning in hell somewhere, and, but he sent his only begotten son, and, that we may live, Lord, and I thank God today, and he sent him down, and he went through 42 generations, hallelujah, and glory to God, and I thank God on today, and for his son Jesus, and dying on the cross, and for all of my hangers, hallelujah, and for all of my fears, and I thank him today, and oh Lord, that's why I have to testify every time I get a chance, because I tell you one thing, tomorrow's not promised to you, you might not get a chance to ever testify again, to ever say another word, and that's why I encourage people, every time they have a chance to say something for the Lord, I'll do it, I'll say it, in the name of Jesus, he got up on that cross, they nailed nails in his hand, and they nailed nails in his feet, oh Lord, and they put a crown of thorns on his head, they spit in his face, they whipped him and beat him all night long, they pierced him in his side, until blood and red came screaming out, I tell you today, I'm so glad today that he did not come down and offer that old wicked cross. He did not come down. He stayed right there for 3 days. Oh, yeah, I come up. But I tell you what, that's not the end of the story. And they buried him in a void tomb. And I tell you, on the third day morning, God raised Jesus from the dead. And I tell you, with all power in his hand, power to live right, power to live right, power. I thank you, Lord, for that dunamis power. I just thank God today, I thank him that we have a redeemer. Our redeemer lives. I thank him today. I thank Jesus today. I thank him today. He's been so good. He's so kind. That's why I thank. I have to have faith in God, because he does so much for me, and I have to have faith, and that's why he can heal my body. I got enough sense to know that he's going to heal this heart, and it's already there. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Anything that's wrong with me, he's going to heal it too, because he made me, and I don't know about nothing else. I thank God on today, and hallelujah, and glory to God, I thank him today, hallelujah, and glory to God, and I just want you to know just that little verse about faith, and I didn't even finish it all, but I tell you what, I know you know something about faith, because you're on this radio broadcast. I thank God today that you had faith to get on this line, and I give God all the praise today. I give him praise today, hallelujah. I give God praise today. Hallelujah. And I thank each and every one of you for getting on the radio broadcast. And you are in radio land. Hallelujah. And I thank you for being on the line, on the radio broadcast, and calling in today. And if anybody have a prayer request, a need prayer today, and you can request right now in the name of Jesus, because God is here. The Holy Spirit is moving. The anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. And I ask you right now to let me take control right now, Father, over the atmosphere and over this radio broadcast on today. And take control over the atmosphere, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I come down and I'll send it here for that. Let your anointing fall on this radio light. Oh, yeah, I come down and hear for that. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today, Father, to bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. And cast the angels all around about him. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to bless their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know what they spend in need of, Father. You already know. You are in Radio Land. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to bless them all, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless my enemies. Bless those. Say all manner of evil against me. I ask you to bless them right now. Forgive them for what they said and done. In the name of Jesus, bless them right now, Father. Glory to God. Lord, they need you right now, Lord. They need you to move right now in some circumstances and situations right now, Lord. Now, faith, Lord. Now, faith, Lord. Now, faith, Lord. Right today, Lord. They need you to move. Move right now, Father. Move today, Storm. In the name of Jesus. In your holy name, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you now, huh? I thank you now, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, huh? Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus, move in the circumstance, move in the situation right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Now, faith, Lord. They got faith, Lord. Long as they got faith, Lord, we trust that you're going to move them in the situation now. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I hear what the Lord is saying. Oh, yes, you gotta trust it. Right now, trust it. I don't care what it looks like, trust it. In the name of Jesus, trust it. We've been trusting you, God. We trusting you now. We trusting you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you all glory and praise today. We give you praise today, Father. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. I pray and I ask all these things for your glory. In Jesus' name, I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God for each one of you on this radio broadcast on today. You in Radio Land, I thank God for you, you and you. Hallelujah. I thank God that you're on this radio broadcast, and if there's anything that you want God to do for you, hallelujah, you need to tell somebody. You need to reach out, hallelujah. Your blessing's so close to you that you can just reach your hand up and grab on to it and hold on to it and grab it, hallelujah. I thank God I got to get and let go, hallelujah. So I'm going to get ready to dismiss. I thank you all. We have our radio broadcast every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern time for 1 hour. I thank God that he's given you a chance to be on this radio broadcast, because God got a word for each one of you. In the name of Jesus, I thank and praise him, and I thank God for using me. He's using me. I thank him today. Gave me all kind of words for people. I thank God on today. So we're going to close out now. Father, we just give you praise for each one that's under the sound of my voice. Ask you to bless them and their families, and keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless their homes and their cars. Cover them in the blood, Father, of Jesus. I thank you for each one of them. I ask you to bless Apostle Dean in his absence, Lord. You know that he's gone away from home. I ask you to give him traveling grace and mercy. Father, keep him covered today in the name of Jesus. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. And thank you so much for being on the radio. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Good evening.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.